Welcome to our fourth edition of Know-How 2006 podcast. This time we are interviewing Aaron Dubell from HIVOS, the Humanist Institute for Development, which is based in Netherlands. They're working on this purpose since 1968. That's more than 40 years. We are talking with professionals of the promotion of these initiatives. So both be welcome, Irene. And
thank you very much.
I'm very glad to have you here. I'm used to spend a little of your time in this very busy conference. First of all, I would like to ask you, so what's exactly what the HIVOS is committed to do?
Okay, HIVOS is a Dutch development agency, a humanist one, which means we believe in values like human rights, self-determination, active citizenship, or you could say responsible citizenship. We believe in the respect of the cultural identity, and we very much believe in the individual right to determine one's life. And we are working towards a sustainable and a just world in which women and men have equal opportunities, but who can also equally participate in decision-making processes that affect their own lives, but also the future of their children.
All right. Okay. So, exactly what's the connection of HIVOS with this kind
with
of
Know-How?
Activity?
We've been supporting Know-How since 1998, which was the first Know-How conference. In Amsterdam, we were then approached to provide scholarships for the participation of women from women's organizations in developing countries, which we happily did. And obviously, because we support a number of women media organizations, women documentation centers, so partners that already receive support from us were therefore invited to come to the Know-How conference in Amsterdam.
Oh, interesting.
And then since then, Know-How has asked us to provide institutional support so that they could actually start at the preparatory process. As you know, it takes a long time to organize a conference for 500 participants. And often most donors only come in at the very last stage. And then they say, okay, we give you some travel grant. But actually a lot of money is required before that to do the planning, etc. So we did so for the 2002 one in Kampala, and again we did so for the 2006 one where we are now,
Mexico City. Well, now relatively precisely with the place we are talking now, I mean Mexico City, you've told me about HIVOS and the work that you have been doing with this Global South, like with the countries that...
Well, what we do, and that is our oldest task, we are a funding organization. So we've been providing for almost, you said we're 40 years old, not yet, but for almost 40 years we've been providing financial support to civil society organizations, to initiatives from people in the South who are fighting for democratic societies, for participatory societies, for inclusion of marginalized communities like in Latin America, indigenous communities, and for equality. Now that's one major task that we're doing, but a second core task over the years has become, and that relates to this conference, is the development and the sharing and the leveraging, the application, strategic use of information, because we think information is critical in development processes. I'll get back to that. And then a third task that HIVOS has set itself is lobby, in particular in the north, and education to strengthen the public support base, again for just development, for a just global society. And as you know, the inequalities between the north and the south are very much determined by the policies set in the north. So we feel it is a responsibility of ours to lobby our own governments, for instance, to go for fair trade regimes in order to enable fair prices for products that are coming from the south.
Oh, well, that's pretty interesting. Now, well, it's something else. I've been thinking about this, like development. It sounds to me that HIVOS and maybe some other organizations you may be connected to horizontally, so to speak, are working for this kind of development and promotion in two ways. it's like organizing and supporting organizations mm-hmm. that connect with other organizations and gather like the right people, just mm-hmm. like in the know-how community. But I may think that you are doing another kind of sponsoring with projects on site or the field. What's the difference, and what's like the most productive way to do this kind of enhancement of this support?
I don't know whether I completely get your question, but mm-hmm. you know, we think citizens, in order to change societies, citizens need to be organized. Because you cannot change the world on your own, or you cannot change the inequalities in your village on your own. So people need to be organized around their immediate issues. And for women, that can be issues like access to land, inheritance rights, access to education, etc., etc. But at the same time, changes at the local level are affected, of course, by the national policies. So there needs to be a connection between the community and the national level. Because, again, women might not be able to improve their incomes because they don't have equal rights, or they don't have access to credit, or they're not allowed to open a bank account. So there's need for legal changes at the national level. But again, development at the national level are affected by developments globally, by policies determined by the WTO, by the World Bank. So there needs to be a chain of connections between organizations working at the local, at the national, at the global level. And so what we promote amongst partner organizations is that they strengthen their cooperation and their exchange. And I think a conference like this is a very good example of that. That there are all kinds of different community, all kinds of different information organizations working at different levels. Some work at a global level towards the UN, and some work at a national level, and others at a local level. So what is interesting at this conference is, of course, that there are some organizations who work at a very local level in the rural areas amongst indigenous women in Latin America. But here they meet with organizations that work at the national level and organizations that work at the global level. And I think the interconnection, the learning from one another, but also the different levels reinforce finally the results of their work. So it's important to meet face to face and to exchange strategies and to share with one another how we need one another and how we can potentially benefit from one another.
Maybe it seems to me that we need more and more conferences like know-how at different levels.
Yeah, but I wouldn't advise to organize them every 2 years. It's a lot of work. And I think meanwhile we all need to go back and to do our proper homework, to work in whatever community, or I'm working at national and international levels. But it's true, and we meet of course through the internet, and we communicate through the internet, but we also need to meet face to face.
Yeah, of course.
And that's why it's exciting to meet everybody after so many years again and to see how much they have advanced. Mm-hmm. And I really do want to share with you that I think information, making information available, first of all producing information, then making it available, providing access to it, and then enable people to use that information, which I would say is a process in which you actually turn it into knowledge, and then people use that knowledge, which is a process of empowerment. It's very, very important, because only then will people, and we're talking here about women, will be able to participate in the very decision-taking processes that affect their lives. Yeah. And I've seen some very good examples of that during this conference.
So, your idea is that in three, have you attended the three conferences?
Yes, I've attended the Amsterdam one and the Kampala one. Yeah.
So, you've been like certainly, a good speaker in the sense of the evaluation. So, you've been certain progress, certain movement. Things are moving in.
Yeah, it's incredible. Women's organizations, in 1998, I think there were few women's organizations who really already grasped and had the capacity to. Even the technical capacity to understand how to use the new information and communication technologies. And now I see these young women around here with computers, with cell phones, busy working. I can learn a lot from them, but they're fast and they're entering into a domain which has been dominated by men so far.
Okay.
And that's exciting to see that.
so you should be satisfied as a donor for.
Yeah, well, let's wait until Friday. I'm very curious what the declaration will be.
Okay.
Yeah, and how concrete it will be in terms of, okay, what next has to be done, and in terms of demands towards our governments.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Well, Irene, thank you very much for this short capsule.
Okay, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, it sounds to me that what we need is more organizers in different levels, in different stages, in different places. So maybe
watch out for the women communicators.
Totally.
They're going to take over.
yeah, totally. You know how it's like a birthplace for a lot of them. So, well, thank you very much once again, Irene, and hope to see you during this week.
Well, for sure.
And we'll thank you very much, and well, thank you guys for listening to this edition of the Know How 2006 podcast.